This working?
Oh yeah, we're recording.
Welcome to everyone. What shall I start? Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, anyone happy? I mean, I'll tell you what I was thinking of doing here. If you've got the sheet, oh, Ravidal, you've got the sheet.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was thinking 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. If we have time. But,
okay.
So we'll see. Is that
whatever?
So, so number three. This is really a kind of three is a pashup shot question that was bothering me. Yeah. Throughout the whole sugya, and I ended up finding an interesting answer, which is that we say that basically at the end of the day, why do we have these multiple things? So one of the things it comes out very early on is one of the reasons why I have multiple descriptions of day tumah, day biak, day ar. Is it teaches you that the shear, right? And it dafka, one of the first things we say is it excludes the shear of ritsui, yeah? So I think the obvious question is, well, kind of if you think of it kind of the maisa, well, that makes sense. Surely you should need some ritsui. Are you like, you know, no, the way they speak it out, like, you know, no one just, you know, just stum comes and does an act of the beer, yeah? So you would have thought that, you know, if there's stira, you need some kind of ritsui. So Rashi deals with this. Rashi did a matzchil
k'mashma.
What? What do you mean?
Because it takes time to develop a relationship.
Yeah.
And once it's developed, then the stira part is quick.
Okay, so that's basically the answer. Okay, so Rashi Kamash Malan, but I think this is what you're saying, really. Yeah? Rashi Kamash Malan says, "De ikla meima." I'm just kind of focusing on the answer. "De ikla meima koda mastira nitrapted slow." Nachanami, yeah. He's. This is a situation of where there's real climate involved. You know, there's been. You know, yeah, they've been. You know, they've developed a whole relationship. He's had to gone through kin. You know, the husband's done kinui. Yeah. So we take on board, basically, the ritual has already been done before, like, you know, Adam see her seclude, yeah? But what was interesting from that is, yeah, that it's not stunned like, you know, okay, we ignore ritual, yeah? And what the Igris Moshe comes to build on that, like Halacha Lamaisa, is here's wait a sec, you know, like, what is the stum shear of Yichud, yeah? Like, with a woman someone has never seen before, yeah? So insofar as Yichud, the whole point of problem of Yichud is to stop any act of Bia, then it says the Igris Moshe, he says from this Rashi, you see, Nitratzis is needed, it's just in the case of Sota, we see, we take on that it was done beforehand. But Stam Yichud with a woman that, you know, you never, no one, you know, never seen before, yeah? You know, so the Lachora would, therefore, any Yichud would only be a Shir, that Shir would need that time of Ritzui as well, yeah? So that's kind of Halacha Lamaisa thing that comes out from Igris Moshe.
Unless it was a Sota woman.
Maybe
not. Yeah. Meaning stam salta, meaning without the kinui was still.
Oh, without the kinui.
I don't know.
I don't know whether the shiur would change, but I'm saying with stam, we would take on the most yichud situation. Like any yichud situation okay, so the next one, number four, right? So this was already spoken out by Eliyahu, and I thought it was kind of very important, you know, just to kind of bring it out. I'm sorry it's a bit long, and it is slightly complicated, but I think we can do it together. Is this cheshbon of all three together? Yeah, all three things. So we have kedei tuma, kedei bia, and kedei hara. Yeah, and we kind of the Gemara goes through the different things. Yeah, and it says, well, wait a sec. Why at the end of the day, why can't we just say kedei hara? Yeah, like go to the bottom line. Kedei hara means just the beginning of the act of bia, and so there you know what kedei hara is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Gemara says, yeah, no. Because hava mina kadehara batosa, yeah? Maybe you'd think, again, you know, kadehara, fine, that's at the beginning stage of beer, but you still need to do ritsui. Kamash malan, kadetuma, right? So the obvious problem that we have to address is, well, it sounds like from the Gemara that if you have kadehara, right, and then but you add kadetuma, then you get to the result, yeah? You know, the addition of kadetuma and then kadehara teaches you don't need ritsui because it's kind of some degree of repetition, yeah? And then Hara then takes you and tells you what, you know, how much you do need. Yeah. So why do you need Kadei Bia? So that's the question. And Tosfos Shantz deals with this by kind of speaking through each of the different stages, how they build on each other. It's kind of quite intricate. So let's look at that inside. Yeah. So he says Tana Kadei Hara Hava Mina Kadei Hara Vatzosa Vafilu Tana Kadei Bia Kadei Hara. So he says, wait a sec, why Kadei Tuma Kadei Hara? Let's say you had just Kadei Bia Kadei Hara, would that be enough? So he said no, right? Because if you had kadebir kadehara, lo amit artsosa, you wouldn't come to exclude the ritsui stage, yeah? Why? De anamina hara limuti gamabia. Because I'll just say, no, all that's coming to do is, it's coming to tell you, you don't need the full act of beard, yeah? You just need hara. Well, miha artsosa, boy, but maybe, you know, ritsui you do need, yeah? De hacha habimashma kamashistira. Because you would think that what it's doing is saying, how much is stira? Well, it's kadei bia. It's a kind of, it's how much time you need to do bia, right? V'ana amina kol sorche bia. And you say bia includes anything needed to do that bia process, yeah? T'hainu atzosa, right? V'gamar bia. And that therefore includes both the ritsui and also bia means the full act of bia, right? So if you just say kadei bia, that's what it would mean. V'hada tani ha'ara, lema bia ha'ara, right? So you'd say, okay, no, the beer part doesn't need to be for that, it just needs to be the hara stage, yeah? But still, the stage before the kind of the preparatorial stages, you'd still think you need. Therefore, akati atzosa lomamayit. If you just said kidei beer, kidei hara, you wouldn't come to exclude the preparation stages. Hilkach tani beresha, that's why we first of all say kidei tuma, right? Now, which is demashma tuma bar atzosa, it's mashma the whole thing. Bahada mafaresh umaihi tuma. And then we come to explain, well, wait a sec, what do we mean by tuma? It means kidei bia, right? Valkacha atzosa imayit. And when you say kidei bia, since kidei tuma, we understand, means the whole process, now kidei bia must come to exclude something. So what does kidei bia come to exclude? It comes to exclude the kind of not mamish bia stage, the kind of preparatory stage, yeah? So artsosa imayit, that comes to exclude that. Ha bia kula gamar bia mashma. Because bia implies, yeah, the full act of bia, right? Velomiyit ela artsosa. And from that stage, you don't, you know, all you'd exclude is the ritsui, yeah? Bahada tani hara. And then on top of that, yeah, so once again, first is kadeh hara, that's the full process, right? Yeah? And then kadeh bia tells you just the bia part of it, yeah, because it's a repetition, and obviously bia itself refers to the bia part. And then comes hara, loma de lo boy gamar bia. And that's kind of how it builds up. And from what he's explained, you know that if it just said kadeh tuma kadeh hara, below tani kadeh bia, but it did left out kadeh bia, akati lo havi mintinan artsosa. You wouldn't exclude, yeah, necessarily, right, artsosa, because kadeh tuma artsosa, because you'd say, listen, kadeh tuma is the full thing, including the preparatory stage, and you say everything else, yeah? Right, mashma, that's what it implies. Hara, the parish batre, and if you then just left out kadeh bia, just jumped straight to hara, right? Too low me'itna, right? Ela gamar bia. All you'd say is the hara is just coming to tell you, in terms of the bia stage, you don't need the full bia. But in terms of, you wouldn't come to also exclude the preparatory stage. So that's why basically you need all three kadeh tuma, right, which is the whole thing. Kadeh bia says, well, wait a sec, yeah, it's not coming to limit the bia, because kadeh bia is the whole bia. So kadeh bia, all it can come to limit is the pre-bia stage. So the first thing you knock out is the pre-bia stage, right, when you say kadeh bia. And then you have hara, which then kind of narrows the bia down to the first part of bia. So it's kind of a narrowing process, if you see what I mean. Yeah? That makes sense? Yeah?
Good. Just have a question. Yeah. How's the shots beginning?
Mm-hmm.
And when it says
Can you, in terms of the sheet, sheet, where about in the sheet are we doing?
It's the halachic, it's what Rashi says. It's halachic.
Right?
Oh, wait a second.
That's what.
It says the Arak, they. What does that mean?
It means what Rashi says. It means halachically. That's what it's saying.
The beginning of it has a status of.
Yes.
Okay. Kegmar
beer, slack mar beer,
they call
it
Rashi.
Okay.
But it basically just means
the
beginning.
What
yeah.
Rashi said, yeah.
I haven't fully, so I haven't found it.
Yeah, it's easy to find in Rashi. It's quoting Rashi, in fact.
Okay, right, next question number five, yeah. This is also also bothering me, Pashuk Pshad, no whether it was bothering everyone else, yeah? But in so far as basically, we keep on like, in terms of this cheshbon, when we're comparing it, yeah? We kind of like fix all the problems by saying, you know, if you have the same Tana that says Nizig is supposed to one thing, and then later on says Shtia, yeah? One of the things we do is we say, oh no, don't worry, he meant both, right? And kind of when I read that a bit, I was like, okay, like, what entitles us, like, they're separate brises, yeah? So what entitles, well, I mean, why is he one time saying half the story, another right. time saying the other half the story? What entitles us, you know, it sounds, I mean, you never read a ton of that way. Like, what entitles right. us to some kind of go and say, you know, each way that, that no, when he said, like, let's say the Zegus of Coast meant, the Zegus of Coast and... Or, and then in the second time, when he says Shtia, no, obviously, you know, he meant Mezigas Kos, he didn't mention it, but he meant Mezigas Kos and Shtia. Like, well, how can we just add on things to what the Tanakh and Tanaim has said? Right, yeah, that's supposed to be out Friday night. So the truth is that there's a Rashi that addresses it. It's Dimamatical Ema, somewhere. I'm going to read it inside on the sheet, yeah? First wine line. Yeah, that's it. Okay, exactly, yeah. So either that or on the sheet you can see. Actually, it's two Rashis, so put together because it explains both of them. He says, V'hai k'dei lishtos ka'ama le'el, right, amaziga, the ka'ama ribi leza kamos, yeah. So what he's saying here is, yeah, when this is talking about Rabbi Yeshua, yeah. So we're explaining the first brisa. If you look at the order, it's Hakafa Sedekel, that's Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Eliezer comes along to same Zikas Kos, and Rabbi Yeshua then says Lishtos. That's the kind of order of things, yeah. So late in the other brisa, Rabbi Yeshua says Mezigas Kos. So our answer, Rabbi Yeshua, was that he meant both things. Now Rashi is explaining how it can be that he says both things. So he says, so the first point is, in terms of the first brisa, how do we, when he says Lishtos, how do we kind of add Mezigas Kos? So what Rashi is saying is because he's speaking to Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer said Mezigas Kos, and then basically Rabbi Yeshua is coming and saying, not just that, also Lishtos. So it's understood by his context, yeah, and this is a kind of a permissible thing to do, to say that when he said Lishtos on the before after someone had already said Mezigas Kos, he meant not just Mezigas, but Lishtos, Mezigas and Lishtos. So that again, that's solving half of the problem. So and this is the pattern gonna be the pattern. Yeah?
Can you focus, I missed that bit, sorry.
So what I'm saying, in this first section, yeah. So just in terms of how, let's look at the practical example, yeah? So in the first brisa, you've got Rabbi Shmuel, who says Hakafas Adekel, yeah? Then you've got Rabbi Eliezer, who says Mezigas Kos.
Right.
And then you've got Rabbi Yeshua, who says Lishtos.
Right.
Now we're going to end up saying Rabbi Yeshua, because in the other brisa, he says Mezigas Kos.
Right.
So we're going to want to end up saying Rabbi Yeshua actually meant both.
Right.
So Rashi, the first step is, let's look at the first brisa. And Rashi says, when he said Lishtos, I'm entitled to say that didn't mean just Lishtos, it meant Mezigas Kos and Lishtos. Why?
Oh, that's it. Oh, right.
Because says Rashi, because he's really speaking on the back of what Rabbi Eliezer said. So Rabbi Eliezer said Mezigas Kos, yeah? Right. And comes along the next opinion of Rabbi Shua and says not just Mezigas Kos,
that's easy.
Mezigas Kos
Lishtos.
Yeah, so that's going to be one of the mechanisms. Is that when you have someone coming after someone else, they could just be adding to what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah. So again, looking inside, so hi k'dei lishtos ka'ama le'el, and Mezigas Kos ka'ama Rabbi Eliezer. He's coming off the back of Rabbi Kamosif. He's adding. Right? Now, I'm sorry, I'm looking at my sheet. Sorry, it's just easy for me. I'm skipping a few words, please. Right? U'k'dei meziga detana, right? Hacha, the brisa, and now he's going to the second brisa, and he's saying, now when he said k'dei meziga in the second brisa, again, we have to now fix that up. Mm-hmm. How can we add Lishtos, yeah? So k'dei meziga d'ahayich tana, meziga v'shtia ka'amah. He means both. Why? D'stam meziga l'mishti'ia miyadhu, right? Because there's a stamus in the way people do things, yeah?
Right.
So when someone goes and pours a drink, yeah? You never just pour a drink. You always pour the drink and drink it, yeah? And he's going to explain why, right? Immediately, yeah? Right? It's like one action, right? Why? Apparently, in terms of the wine or whatever, however they did it, yeah? If you left it, I don't know whether it separates out or goes really weird. I don't know the mitzvah of the thing. But basically, you would always pour, like mix it, and then immediately drink it before it kind of went funny.
I would have done my tea, but I can come here, though. But yeah, always don't leave your tea around.
Right. There you go. He's saying, now, by the way, you have to be a bit careful here, because when Rabbi Eliezer, I'm just pointing out a posh thing, when Rabbi Eliezer in the first price said Mizika's coast, we don't say that that means
Brazil. Right.
But also, it's not like a foolproof thing. Yeah. But all we're saying is, since Mizika's a coast, the normal way to do it is Lishto. So at least it's possible, if you want to say both things, just to say Mizika's a coast, and it's understood. I also mean Lishtos, but all I'm saying is don't take it too far.
It's a viable thing,
exactly. Right, and then he carries on. Now, again, there was two times when we did that. One was Mizika's Kos and Shtia, and the other, the way we did it was going to be in for Rabbi Akiva, right? When we said it's Litzlos and Legoma to fry or whatever, fry the egg and then to eat it, yeah? So I'm jumping now to the next Rashi. I put it all together on the sheet. So he says, Gemir to Ka'amai Rabbi Akiva, B'Kamaisa, and you'll see it's a similar pattern. When Rabbi Akiva talked about this kind of the eating in the first Brisa, right, at Slia to Ben Azai, right? He's going off the back, again, same principle of the Slia Ben Azai, and B'Chuli, I'm now skipping a bit. Uba Brisa to Ka'ama, B'Chuli, this is now the second Brisa, yeah? Litzlos Ilegmoa Ka'ama, when he said, even though he only said litzlos, yeah, but we can understand him as being litzlos in the gemar to fry and to eat. To stum slia gemir basra, right? Because stum, when you fry something, yeah, you're going to eat it, right? Shugom oa chum shlo yitzaneg. Because if you fry your egg, you want it gishmar, you want it hot,
yeah.
So stum, when you fry, you don't fry it and then that's one act, and then hours later you'll put it in the fridge. No, you'll eat it right now. So again, it's a similar principle. So anyway, for me that helped a lot, just kind of going through those rashis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm going to jump. Tell me, anyone who's got wants me to do other things, whatever you see you're interested in, but I'm going to jump to number seven, yeah? So now we say, Boy Rav Ashi, Demerchak or Demikrav, right? Makari, whatever. So we're talking about the Garadi, yeah? With the tying knots, yeah? I tried this morning to sew up my waterproof trousers, yeah? And I realized I'm not a Garadi. Yeah,
it's not easy.
It was taking me a very long time.
That's not easy kind of material to sew as well.
It wasn't easy to sew. I abandoned it halfway through. I made double coats now.
I hope that
the water won't get through. Anyway, me and my water problems. But anyway, the question, back to focus. The question here is, Why don't we ask similar questions on some of the other shiurim? Yeah, like you can imagine, like each of these shiurim, yeah, you could say, well, you know, so up here, like pouring cups all going around the palm, yeah, like what kind of cup? Big cup, little cup, yeah, right? Going around the palm tree. Is it one of those fat palm trees, or is it like a little sapling that you kind of like twist around like a pole, So why is it that he, like Rav Ashi, just like jumps on like, you know, like asking the how far away are the threads, you know, like he could have asked on previous ones. So here, there's the Tosfos and the Tosfos Shans. I'm going to jump to Tosfos Shans just because he kind of says the Tosfos and then adds and kind of gives an answer. So if you look at the sheet here, he says, to Bishlama Gabi Kos, first of all, in terms of the pouring of the cups, that's fine. Right, stum kos have a merivius, yeah. Because when we talk about kos, we're like, you know, halachically, yeah. Like stum kos is a merivius, so always we're thinking of a particular size when we say mezigas a kos. That was kind of like taken for granted, yeah. The chay beitza and also an egg, right? The stamatargo the takarna goles ubeninis, because we understand, like we're talking about that average egg, yeah.
Right.
An average kind of egg from an average chicken, yeah?
Right.
Ella midekel, a Milo boy, but is a dekel myri. But on a dekel tree, why don't we ask, is it a big fat one or is it like a sapling? So I think the answer is obvious, kind of, you see where we're going, right? And he asks, Vishema wrote to Lomar, could they have kafas a dekel benini? So what really comes out is, yeah, that when you've got like an object, yeah, it's kind of like the default will be your average object, yeah? But when you're like talking about things like, you know, putting two strings together, well, it's not an object. Like, how far apart are the two strings?
Right.
It's like not one object, yeah? So there you have to kind of ask and clarify. So anyway, that's what comes out from Tosfos Shabbat. Now, are you ready for something quite, quite interesting? Last one. A bit kind of unusual. So this is, again, the last one for today is I was also kind of wondering this. So we say all the Tanai, you know, at the end of the day, we kind of like, you know, we say something quite interesting. We say that basically they time themselves. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, at the beginning of Dalet Amud Beis, yeah? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol echad echad ba'atzmo shia, right? Now, aside from the fact it's kind of an interesting thing anyway, yeah? Like, kind of why... What's the significance? I mean, like, why did they somehow think that, you know, they themselves would kind of establish this shiur? Like, I mean, there's obviously machlokuses here, right. So, you know, I mean, what, and the different people doing, I mean, why would they think that you know, the halacha will go, like, whatever time their shiur is?
I say that a lot, because they suspect that it will be much quicker.
You think it'll be quicker?
Well, they'll do it really quickly.
Who?
That's
Ishasota. Oh, okay, that's what we're going to see here. There's something about it, right? Like, all I'm saying is they somehow felt, yeah, that for them, right, like, this has to be, like, we'll see. Well, first of all, we have to work out, is it minimum time or where it's coming? But Minchat Yitzchak, you know Minchat Yitzchak, obviously the big posek, you know, Adora, and, you know, anyway, so let's have a look at his piece, and it's fascinating, really. So he says, look inside, number 8, yeah? He says, Nira de Rebbe Yochanan, right, Bal Ashmienu, right, he's coming to teach us, Rebbe Yochanan, who said they each one timed themselves, yeah? De Kol Elu Hashiurim, Havu HaYosek Tanim, right, Le Kol Echad Ve'echad, Le Svarasek. So the first point is that they were all trying to work out what is the kind of minimum time, yeah? Masha Efsha, right, Begeda HaEnoshi, what's possible in terms of kind of human capability, the minimum time, yeah? Mishum, now why would you necessarily go with that? The answer is, Mishum came unto Chazin unto Sarich Krav Vesota, Lishua Tuma, right? Since we see there's kind of like a drasha, you know, the fact that there's this Hekesh, right, you need a Shia Tuma, right? Shmamina, the Zuskra, kind of teaches us, the fact that it comes out to tell you that, yeah, it teaches us without that kind of drasha, Havaminan, the Ainsrich Shia, right, canal, interesting, yeah, right. You wouldn't without the pasuk, you would have thought there's no shear. It's like any tipper of steer up utter, yeah. So the fact that it comes and tells you a shear, right? Yeah. That's coming to so. It's fascinating in terms of lumdus, yeah. There's a default position, yeah. My rebbeim and yeshiva always like this, yeah. What's the default before the pasuk comes along, yeah? So like the default position is there is no shear. Any amount of steer up utter, right? It says steer up utter, yeah. And then it comes along Kedei Tumah to tell you a shear. But what do you see from that switch? Al kochach aminam to after galikra, right? To tafsinan hashir hayota pachos, right? Shiba efshari. Since the default is anything, and now we're coming to say no, it's not quite that. There is a shear, right? But it's you're going to always veer towards being the minimum shear. Okay, if there has to be a shear, since we're starting out from a default which is nothing, then it's going to our inclination is always going to be the minimum shear, yeah? Shiba efshari, right? The Zedaik Rabbi Yochanan, to call Echad Echad, and listen to this, how he fits it in, that each one, right, Ba'at Smoshia, right, he timed himself, right, Behu Al Pi Mad Issa, the Nidarim, and this is according to a principle we see in Nidarim, right, Daf Kaf Amid Beis, yeah, Berebi Leza, Shahai Megala Tefach, Umachasa Tefach. It's talking about him having intermarital relations, yeah. And basically, he kind of, you know, uncovered a tefach, covered and uncovered a tefach, right? V'doma ki'ilu kafo shade, v'chuli. I.e., he did the act in a way in which he kind of like, was like, as if he was being forced to do it. He was trying to kind of get, we'll see, he's trying to get the minimum amount of kind of physical pleasure. Like, he was doing it because it's a mitzvah, l'shem, kavana, mitzvah, and that, and kind of that's all, yeah? Behind Ushahaya Mamahe Ma'od, they would do it very quick. The Ma'at Bahanas Aguf, right? In order to avoid getting, call it, I don't know, unnecessarily bodily pleasures. Right? I mean, these are obviously Tanayim, right? With a Kadesh Atzmo B'mutalo, right? And to kind of, yeah, they have to do the mitzvah, but they're going to try to be veer away from additional bodily pleasures, yeah? Right? B'mutalo, right? B'chuli. And therefore, what does it come out? So therefore, each of the Tanaim felt that, like, you know, they were doing their physical absolute best to kind of minimize in every possible way, like, try to do it basically as quickly as possible, right? And therefore, each one felt, Now, it could be, if they heard the other person said a lesser shir, they'll say, listen, you're a malach, we don't go after malachim. Whatever it was, but the basic principle is they felt, you know, listen, I'm not a malach, but I do my very best to get the minimum shear. So therefore, they held this must be the minimum shear, yeah? You know, because I'm doing it as much as possible to avoid physical pleasure, yeah? And therefore, in terms of, you know, work, again, basic is that we understand the sota has to be the minimum possible share that's physically possible to do the act, and therefore each one time themselves and fixed it according to that.
Go ahead. Very nice.
I got the impression that the
pleasure didn't come into the...
Right.
Because it's just insertion. Because obviously, insertion itself doesn't give pleasure for most people, just...
Right.
That's what's considered
beer. Yeah. As I said, it means whatever how you understand it, but Zemach Lok is what hara is. Yeah, you're
I
right.
I can't imagine it can't be anything other than insertion.
The way that Rashi explains it is different. Okay, yeah. It's Zemach Lok.